Glaciers, together with Greenland and Antarctica ice sheets, hold some 70% of the world's fresh water. Glaciers help regulate global climate. More than 2 billion people rely on snowmelt. But with rising global temperatures, glaciers are melting at an alarming rate. Glacier melt is accelerating sea level rise, posing risks for places as diverse as low-lying Bangladesh and island nations to San Francisco International Airport. It's no surprise that the United Nations declared 2025 the International Year of Glaciers Preservation, and March 21, 2025 was declared the first World Day for Glaciers. Romanian diplomat Simona Mirela Miculescu is president of the 42nd session of the General Conference of UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. She says this day is historic.
In the words of the woman scientist Celia Earle, no water, no life. No green, no blue.
She noted the launch of a UN World Water Development Report dedicated to water and glaciers. She says the report is very clear.
Glaciers and mountain regions provide fresh water to nearly half of the world's population. With accelerating climate extremes, the melting of glaciers is no longer a distant scenario. It is happening now, and it is happening fast. As the severity of the crisis intensifies, so too does our collective responsibility to act.
The World Day for Glaciers coincides with this year's World Water Day. After all, they are closely related. The head of UN Water, Alvaro Radio, delivered a video statement marking the occasion. He says the past decade has been the hottest on record, and climate change is not just upon us, it's accelerating.
Glaciers are now melting faster than ever. In 2023 alone, they lost more than 600 gigatons of water. That's the equivalent weight of 4 Mount Everests, or 240 million Olympic swimming pools. Glacial retreat on this speed and scale threatens extreme devastation, and already around the world we're seeing floods, droughts, landslides, and sea level rises.
UN climate experts say at the current rate, many glaciers may not survive this century. They hope World Day for Glaciers raises awareness and prompts global cooperation to address the crisis. Robert Ray is president of ECOSOC, the United Nations Economic and Social Council.
But it's not all doom and gloom, and we mustn't lose hope and also lose commitment to action. I can assure you that as president of ECOSOC, I have not, because our scientists are telling us quite clearly that it is in fact not too late. Whether we go up by 1.5 or 2 or 3 or 4 degrees warmer actually makes a huge difference in the pace at which this process of melting takes place. And whether it goes up this much is actually up to us.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.